Folks, welcome back to the iHealth channel, iHealth Radio, the NBC Network, with your host, Hurricane H. New day, new show, new guest, great topic, a topic that we all can use and we all can be participating with, we all should listen to. It's a topic of living, a life of vitality, and we've had a few discussions about that. But with me, I have someone who's a vitality coach and speaker who goes around helping people, talking about how to really live a better life and continue, not losing hope in life and making sure that, you were at the extreme vitality level as you can be all along. So without any further ado, I have with me Adrienne Simmons. Adrienne, welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thank you so much for inviting me to be a guest on your podcast recording. I really appreciate that.
Oh, no, it is a pleasure, and vitality is a big deal. I mean, I refer to it all the time in different discussions. I mean, when we talk health and wellness and stuff, and it is something that I think we should all be looking into, right? As an option for life, because without it, life will have no meaning. But so before we get into the deep dive, and I know we're pressing time, let's talk about your journey that got you into this, because there's a story behind why you are going into this journey, talking to people and helping people.
Yeah, absolutely. There is. My story, I like to call my story lost and found, because that's what happens in life when we have something, we take it for granted, we assume it's always going to be there until we lose it. I was born with boundless energy. Hurricane, 20s, 30s, and even up to my late 40s. I was just full of energy from sunrise to sunset. Those who knew me well used to call me the Energizer Bunny. Remember that commercial on TV and the bunnies going like
keep
that?
Keep going, keep going.
Exactly, exactly. So that people who knew me well said, you know what, Agent, you're the Energizer Bunny. I crossed over my 50-year line, not realizing that, you know what, there are hormonal changes that happen in an individual as we mature, and we hear about it, but we don't always pay attention. So I continued with the same lifestyle choices into my 50s. I worked all day, went out after work. When my daughter left for university, it had only been my daughter as a single mother, so she's left now. I'm in the house by myself, so I'm experiencing that, that syndrome, empty nest syndrome. And because I was always so involved in my daughter's life, with her now gone to university, I'm coming home to an empty house, and it just didn't feel right. So to fill that void, I started not coming home. So initially, it started with just going out to a restaurant, but then I'd come home at 9. I'm still sitting there with nothing to do. Then I said, you know what? Well, I hear that there are clubs happening. So I started discovering clubs. So after the restaurant, I would find myself at a club till maybe 11 and 12. That was fine. But what happens when you get into that environment? You start hearing about after hours. And it's like, well, you can party from 2 o'clock till 6 in the morning. So for me, long story short, it went from just a restaurant till partying after hours. And what can I say? After a while, it takes a toll on your body. Because I worked, I went out after work, I was doing the after hours, I was doing a whole lot of drinking, I got involved with some drugging, I'm going to be very honest with you, and I also started dousing myself with coffee, because you know what? You need to keep yourself awake. Because one thing I never messed with is I still always went to work the next day. Even if I got home at 6 in the morning, it was a couple of coffees and let me get to the office. So after a few years with that type of behavior, my body said, you know what? I can't hold you up anymore. And I started to slow down. I gained about 25 pounds over about a 2-year period, and my energy levels, if I have to rate it out of 10, with 10 being maximum energy, at my lowest level, maybe I was lucky if I was a 2 or 3. I dragged myself through my workday, dousing myself on coffee, fast foods, because it gives you that quick sugar kind of hit, and then you come down after 2 hours. And then I would repeat it again, but I still continued with the same lifestyle choices. How it finally came to a head, because obviously I'm a totally different person today. I always go in for my yearly checkups. I was, I don't know, maybe 54, 55, went in for a checkup. been with this doctor for years, so he knew me. He knew my vitality. And when I walked in that particular year, he says, "Adrian, what the hell is going on? What's wrong? You look listless. You have bags under your eyes. You're moving slow. I can see from last year you've gained some weight. What's going on?" Now, of course, the first thing that comes to my mind is, well, I'm almost 55. I'm supposed to be slowing down. Because what's the message we hear when we grow up, when we're around our parents? Ah, she's 50. She should be slowing down. Ah, he's 60. He should be feeling aches and pains. So I said, "Doc, that's the message I heard. And that's what you believe that, well, you're in your 50s and 60s and 70s. You should be not living with as much vitality." And my doctor said, "Adrian, you know what? Absolutely not. It all depends on how you take care of yourself, which will determine the level of your vitality." And doc. Doc. Okay. I hear you. I hear you. Okay. You just kind of brush it off, right? And I continued with the same behavior. Yes, you're hearing the right message. Yes, you're hearing a medical professional saying, "Adrian, you know what? I'm not liking the direction you're going in." But until you can find your why, it's like, Long story short, so that checkup was maybe September, October. The following January, and I remember very clearly, you never forget your pivotal moment. It was a bitterly cold winter. I live in Toronto, Canada. Maybe 30 degrees below zero. It was cold. And I smoked cigarettes, I smoked weed, I did my thing, but I never smoked in my house. So I have a garage attached to my home. So it took me literally 10 minutes to get dressed up. That's how many layers I had to put on. And I'm sitting in my garage, Hurricane. My glove is off because, you know, I'm wearing a bulky glove and I can't smoke a cigarette or a joint with that. And my fingers are freezing. I got a cigarette here, I got a joint here, and I burst out crying. I just broke down crying. And I said, "God, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore, but I don't know how to get off this madness wheel." My daughter was coming home from school. It's like, there's no way she could see me in this condition. There's no way I could allow her to see how far her mother had dipped in her life just because of the lifestyle choices I made. Number two, I always wanted to live a life of longevity, always wanted to live a nice long life. My grandmother lived to 110, and she was vital and she was strong. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to be just like Granny. And then the third reason, I want to be alive to see my daughter get married. I want to be alive to see, hopefully, my daughter will have children and grandchildren as well. And last but not least, hopefully everybody in your audience remembers Miss Betty White. She was a comedian, an actress, and Betty White was working right up until 99 when she died, still producing sitcoms. And for me, Betty was my role model because she represented a person of vitality in her 70s, 80s, and 90s. And for me, it's like, I'm gonna be just like Betty White. Long story short, so sitting in that garage, bawling out to God, asking for divine intervention. Maybe I was there for an hour, came inside, went to bed, and continued. What I noticed, Hurricane, though, over the next couple of weeks, I didn't seem to have that same drive to go out and spend all night out. And I didn't know where it came from. I just said, "Okay, I guess I want to stay home." And then I noticed I started becoming a little bit more curious. Well, you know what? Maybe I should start looking into, how should I be treating my body as a maturing woman? What are some of the changes that are going on inside of me that I maybe need to be more aware of? What are some of the lifestyle choices that maybe I need to be implementing in my life if I want to clean up and maybe start regaining just a little bit more of my energy? So that took me down a track of research, and I got excited about what I was finding. It's like, oh, okay, you mean if I maybe have a little bit more vegetables, a little bit more fruit, a little less processed food, move my body a little bit more, that's what my body needs? Okay, well, let me try it. So slowly but surely, using myself as my own beta test, I created a healthy lifestyle strategy for me, just to see how it would work for me, because I started noticing small improvements in my energy level. I was going out less to the clubs and eating out less. I was at lunchtime, I was making the effort to maybe go for a walk as opposed to just sitting at my desk, kind of scrolling through my phone. Long story short, I will say, even up to today, it was divine intervention along with my mindset changed that led me on that journey of research and then implementing the information that I was gathering from this research on what a woman, as she moves into her late 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, how should she really be taking care of her body? Long story short, I had friends. I reached out to friends because I needed that accountability, because it's so easy to slip back into certain habits. So I also reached out to a group of friends and said, you know what? I need you to keep me accountable. This is my goal for this week. This is my goal for this week. And then what I also did is I definitely totally divorced myself from that party crowd. And I reached out and I started bonding and creating networks with females, maturing females who really believe in creating healthy lifestyle habits. So it was a lot of health and wellness groups that I connected with. Over a 12-month period, I lost that 25 pounds. My vitality levels bounced back. And by the end of that time, again, out of 10, I was back up to an 8 to a 9 out of 10 with my vitality, which I still enjoy today. Now, as a result of my renewed, rejuvenated energy, people started complimenting me. Hey, Jen, all of a sudden, you just look so energetic. You're just so full of energy. I see a light in your eye. Your skin looks tighter and it's more firm and you're glowing. And it's like, well, you know what? I just made some slight lifestyle choices. Let me tell you what I did. Maybe you can implement it in your life. And I realized people were hungry for this information because they remember seeing me like that. And now they're seeing me like this. And it's like, well, if Adrienne can do it, and look how bountiful of energy she is, maybe I can do it as well too. And that's when that light bulb came on. It's like, you know what? As a coach, I was just a health and wellness coach, which was fantastic. But I realized that energy seems to be a commodity for people living with fatigue and brain fog. If you don't have energy, it's a commodity. People want to have more energy because most people want to have a life of a little bit more activity and pleasure and enthusiasm and fun. And that's when I created my Energy Edge, Unlock Your Body's Energy Potential coaching program. And that's when my focus became, I moved from just health and wellness to specifically niching with energy. Because everywhere I looked around, when you are out of a certain situation and you're in a new situation, you start now observing all these people with fatigue. I never noticed it before because I was one of them and I didn't notice it. But when I regained and rejuvenated my energy levels, I'm seeing my colleagues, my neighbor, my family, and it's brain fog and it's fatigue and I'm tired. And by the time I get home, I just want to flop on the sofa and it's too much effort to cook a healthy meal. Let me just order Uber. And it was everything that I did. So I understood exactly what they were sharing with me. So when I work with my clients, it's like, you know what? I know exactly where you are right now. But if you're ready, you can move to another level. And that's my story of lost and found. And I will always say, by the grace of God, thank you for giving me the opportunity to find my vitality once again.
Whoa. Well, I have to say, Adrian, whatever it is, you are a 10 in my book. I mean, your energy level is way there. I love it. I mean, it just oozes out of the screen. Trust me. I mean, anyone watching or listening right now, we had a couple of disruptions in the net, just a look, but very, very little. But really, the energy is just powerful. And it's amazing because I feel it. I know that people watching and listening are going to feel it. And your story is very powerful because it is, as you said, it's a lot of people out there. I think we all have a similar life, in a way, shape, or form, right? I mean, we start, we build up a good, momentum, especially when you're young, you get the excitement, you do all the stuff, and you keep running, your metabolism is kicking, everything is on full cylinders. But you get to that the 40 mark, it's like the best days. 40. I mean, actually, from 30 to 50 is like the awesome things. Now, for those people who have not reached these milestones, you might just hear about them in these shows or maybe in books and stuff. But it's real. You know, you transit. I mean, 20s, the cool days because you're young and you don't care about anything. Your maturity level's still in between. 30s, you start like seeing your future a little bit better. 40s, you're like, you're pretty much set, your business, everything, your work, your career is getting there, the money is usually there. Everything is kind of like working your way. And then 50 hits. And by the way, I do agree with you. At the 50 mark, it is what it is. You do feel there's a shift, in the way your health is going to start, metabolizing and then moving and doing stuff. Now it's a matter of how you deal with it. Now, in your case, what you've experienced, doing different shows with different experts and stuff, there is a level of mental peace or depression based on your daughter leaving the house. And by the way, that is a big thing that we all deal. We all have different elements in our life and moments where we do get a little bit of a depression. I don't think anyone is what do you call it, like immune from it, right?
Immune.
I think we all have the capability, if not, we've experienced it at a point or another. We all feel like, I don't want to do anything. It's bad. Or an event in your life hits and you're like, oh, that's it. You almost want to give up. Now, I have experienced exactly the same thing personally a couple of years back. I mean, many years back, where I had that same moment and I'm like, okay. And, I gained a lot of weight. I gained 45 pounds in the matter, almost 50, so it depends on what day, so I can tell you, it is, you get to that point where like, can't walk, you can't do things, you got no energy, you just sit in your couch potato, you're just watching stuff and flipping. And this was before even the internet, and the phones and the stuff. It was just like, you're just flipping through movies and stuff. And it's not a cool thing. Now what you've done though, you kind of, let it go for a minute. You went to the doctor, and then, and by the way, that's a beautiful, thing that you mentioned there. Not all doctors are equal, and some of them, go beyond the measures, I would say, and the call of duty. And they do, especially if you're with someone for a long time, they know you inside out, they know your body, they know your metabolism, they know everything. So they can see a quick shift where when you're not feeling good. I mean, it shows in, as you said, in our face, in our body, in your weight, everything shows that something has shifted and it's not going the right way. Your numbers, your markers are going bad. It's bad. So he gave you that information, or she, he gave, they gave you this information and you were like, okay. But that still didn't do it. Now, what did it is you, well, first of all, before that, I want to just reiterate that the story behind what you did. I mean, you kind of did what most of us would probably do. You want to compensate. You want to forget, stuff. So you did, the natural thing is like, let me get busy with life. Like, I want to get busy. I don't want to think. A lot of us do that somehow. We figure something to get us, mind distracted and or just having a good time so you don't think about it. And some people do drinking, some people stuff, some do a mixer. You eventually get to the whole mix, right? But it starts with that. But it's all bad habits. I mean, today studies are showing alcohol, one little alcohol a day can ruin your health, right? Smoking, drugs. I mean, maybe marijuana is a little more healthier in a way, but again, even that has some bad, elements. Depends what you do with it, right? Then you have the concept of just not sleeping. Again, that's the other thing. Not sleeping can age you. Not sleeping, we've had various shows about sleep, deprivation and the impact of sleep. And a lot of experts tell, if you don't sleep enough hours during the day, you are losing, vitality, and you will probably, your clock is aging faster. Now, nobody, we don't debate the concept of life, because I can tell you this, we all have a, whether we believe or not, we all have a span, and we're going to live that span no matter what. The question is whether it's with vitality or none. And that's the thing. Like, you love what you said. Your grandmother lived 200 plus. Your role model, 99 years and active. So a lot of people are living that life. And that's the thing. We know that we're gonna expire term, one day we're gonna die. It's guaranteed. But how do we get there? Do we continue living the life, the momentum, the energy, just like you are? I mean, I love it. I mean, I'm about to jump right now. But that's really the concept, right? So you did all that, and then again, there's no fulfillment there. It's temporary, but it runs out quick. I mean, it's just like a filler. And your psyche is just like, okay, we're gonna keep doing this. We're gonna keep it. And your body's not gonna catch up. I mean, eventually your body is gonna start feeling the brunt of all that non-sleep. Bad food is, and by the way, bad food is not just what you eat outside, it's also the quality of food that we have now. You're in Canada. It's a little better than the US, I have to say, in terms of the content and nutrition, but it's still close enough. But the fact of the matter is, it is not good when you eat out all the time and drink, and it's not, you're not getting the real stuff, right? Or the right stuff, I would say. But here's the thing. That moment when you were there, and by the way, I love what you did there, because you had to eventually settle and ask. And you didn't ask humans, you asked the divine. Now, I don't care what denomination, we all have different, views of our Almighty and, the Creator. For those of us that believe, or even those that don't, I mean, at the end of the day, I think at every given moment, even those that don't believe, they can ask, for help. So let's be real. We ask, and that's the thing. So all hearing, all listening, always there. But where are we from there, right? If we ask, we shall get, right? I mean, that's a fact, right? So it doesn't matter. You kind of turned into like, I need help, right? And you see it in a lot of, sometimes they depict that in the movie, like when people get lost and they just turn to God and ask, and help always is in the way. But if you are not recognizing and you're not asking, well, you're on your own. Good luck. Have fun. And that's really what we all get, lost in in this world, right? But at least you did. And then you started, to your point, shifting. Now, there's also another aspect, which is also the psyche, right? If you talk to your psyche, that's where it stays. And so when you start like really reflecting on things, it is happening. Your mind is picking it up. And it starts working with you or against you. Now, in this case, at first it was against you, then it became with you. And then you start yourself making the right decision. This is not good. And by the way, that's a perfect example for all of us watching and listening, that first of all, it's never too late. That's one. You can, we all can go through turmoil and bad moments, but it's that point where we realize that something is off. We just have to commit to that change. And that's the hardest part. Most people have difficulty making the shift. You can, with the help of God, and I guess that presence, and you were able to make the shift. And a lot of people are able to do that when they seek and also take the necessary steps. Because one thing to ask God, and the other one is not doing it. I mean, it's not going to work, right? You got to take your steps and action, right? Action speaks louder than words. And you did that, and so things started shifting. You started, changing your lifestyle again to a better lifestyle. And again, for people, this is a very simple, it's difficult maybe, but it's not impossible. It's feasible. Have Adrian right now as an actual testimonial of that change, and many people before, in different shows. And if you look around the world, you'll see people who have been able to make a big drastic change in their lifestyle. It goes back from 0 to 10, or it can go the other way around. But we want to focus on the positive, where people are moving and improving to better things. And in your case, that's your case. And so you did that, you changed. And life became different. Your movement, your energy, your—I mean, you're going to gym, you're doing stuff, you're walking. You again, but what you stated there is just little changes. Not like you eat better, you more active, you take care of yourself, you stop taking all the junk that is ruining your body and your metabolism. Your body is kicking. Your cells are like alive. They're feeling good, and things start moving your way. Now, what I love is the idea that you didn't just stop there. I mean, obviously you were a beacon, so people started seeing that change, I mean, and that's true. People can see, they know, especially those that are around you, and mostly the people that may not be close to you all the time. And when they haven't seen you in a while, they saw you in one picture and you're like, what the hell happened to you? Whoa. And that's really where, like, because the people around you may not see it, I mean, they'll see it, but they're not going to see it, because you see things all the time, you don't see them
Exactly.
for whatever. But when someone
Exactly.
sees, like, well, Adrian, what the hell happened here?
Yep.
Like, you look
Like my doc,
terrific.
like my doctor after the year, because he hadn't seen me for a while. Exactly.
Exactly. On the flip side, if you've changed it to better, they're like, what the hell's going on? This is, what's your secret sauce, right? What's the formula? And that's
Exactly.
exactly what it is. So I love that you've created the concept that helped you and share it with the world. And again, I always enjoy these discussions, because a lot of people that actually get into coaching and stuff, they've experienced rough times themselves and things. But they decided to help themselves, and eventually they see the value in sharing that with others, and they start doing that on that journey, and it makes a difference. And now you live, and by the way, you're a living example, so people can say, well, you have no clue what are you doing. So, because you've been there, done that, you know how it's done, and you know what the steps to take. Now, of course, people have to commit to these things, and then it creates energy. And now, by the way, everything is about energy in this world. So energy, it's, I mean, right now we are vibing at a high frequency, but energy is everything, right? your body's energy. And again, if we're you talked about coffee, coffee is great. It's going to give you some. And by the way, when I say great here, so for those people, you know, some people can say it's bad, some people say good. I've heard both stories. Depends on health quantity, what you use it with, milk and you know, sugar and all stuff. But we're not talking about the actual content of coffee or caffeine. But it is a jitter, you know, fixing up problem for a couple hours. You get the excitement, but then it winds down. And so that's not always a solution. So in your case, you did what is necessary to make a move in life. And you did. Now, you combine your coaching right now between not only the energy level, but also some spiritual piece. So how does your program work in general?
So when I first connect with clients that are interested in really improving the quality of their life, because that's where it really starts. When an individual decides, you know what? I know I deserve better. I know my family deserves better. I know I've always wanted to do more in life, but based on the current quality of my life, I just don't have the oomph to move forward. So for me, I start off with, let's look at your current dimensions of wellness. Because as human beings, we are made up of eight key dimensions of wellness. Emotional wellness. We have our nutritional wellness, our physical wellness, our intellectual wellness, our occupational wellness, our mental wellness, our social wellness, our spiritual wellness, and of late, our environmental wellness. So when I first meet with a client, I say, I need you to be honest on a scale from 10 to 1, 10 meaning I feel amazing, to 1 where, you know what, I'm just dragging through my day, I'm not doing well. Rate all of your dimensions of wellness and then let me know. Most people that I work with are being absolutely blatantly honest. And when they share their results, we will focus on any dimensions that they rated 5 and below, because they may be the dimensions that are sucking your body's precious energy because you're not fueling that dimension with what it needs. So we start at ground zero. How are you doing with your dimensions of wellness? And I put a strong focus on your mental wellness because it really starts with our mind. We know we're supposed to eat right. We know we're supposed to get up and move around. We know we're supposed to surround ourselves with a positive social kind of a peer group. We know that we are supposed to be spiritually connected and aligned with other living organisms. But a lot of us as human individuals, I know it, but I'm not living it. So there is a disconnect. And the disconnect comes with your mind has not made that connection strong enough to say, you know what? It's non-negotiable. Like for me now, it's just non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable. I just don't drink pop. I don't drink juice. I don't eat certain kinds of food. It's just non-negotiable because at the end of the day, I have now come to understand, you know what? Our bodies, if we give our bodies what it needs, our bodies in turn will reward us with what we need. And what we need is a healthy, vital body. So for me, it's okay, sweetheart, what do you need? I need this, Adrian. I need whole foods. Adrian, I need movement. Adrian, I need to emotionally feel happy, so make me feel happy today. Adrian, I need to have beautiful, happy, positive thoughts. I say, okay, that's what you need. And that's what I give Adrian. And in return, Adrian gives me vitality, 8 to 9 out of 10 to 10 every day. Hurricane, I get out of bed, I'm good to go. Throughout my day, I'm good to go. In the evening, I'm good to go because I feed and fuel her with what she needs. I equate it to premium car. You're driving a premium car. What kind of fuel are you going to put in your car? We will put premium fuel in our car, but we put junk in our body. So when I work with clients, I say, why are you worth less than your car? Even if you're just driving a Chevrolet, even if you're just driving a Honda, people will put premium fuel. They will maintain. They will regularly take care of their car, but you see themselves? I work with people with the mindset, why do we put ourselves last? We put our family before ourselves, we put our jobs before our health. Everything goes before our health. And I've come to realize because we take ourselves for granted. We figured, you know what? My body's going to take care of me. And it's only when the body starts to fail, and it's usually starts to fail as we cross over the 50-year line. And that's because all of our life up to then, we've overburdened our body with just a whole lot of garbage. And then again, what about all the toxins in the air, the toxins in our product, the toxins in everything? So there are certain things we can't control. We can't control environmental toxins, but our bodies are fighting that. Plus, our bodies are fighting the choices we make. So you know what? After a while, your body says, you know what? I'm doing my best, but I can't hold you up anymore. I got to deal with environmental toxins. I got to deal with the plastics that you'd water you're drinking with this. I got to deal with the microwave. I got to deal with the EMFs from the phones. I got to deal with the cell tower. Our bodies are bombarded 24/7, even when we're sleeping. Our bodies are bombarded with so much garbage. And our bodies say after a while, when we get into our 50s, it's like, you know what? I need your help. So how you can help is you can make personal lifestyle choices for yourself. You can't do anything about the cell towers. You can't do anything about the bacteria and the viruses in the air, but you can do something about what you have control of. So I always start off with, let's get your mindset in sync with what you want. And if you find a powerful enough why, you know you deserve a better lifestyle, it'll come together. It'll come together, but we need to make that connection. We got to make that connection first.
Ooh. Well, you're talking about mindset there, right? And that's a big deal. And this whole thing is a shift of mindset. It's this is how you look at life versus this is how you look at life. And you choose the better life, the positive way to change. And I love what you said about the analogy of putting premium in the vehicle. I'm gonna add more to that because not only, just putting premium in the vehicle is one thing, but also you want the vehicle to be the best of the best of the best. That's your body, right? So you wanna make it, I don't know, pick the best car that you want to dream of, right? You want that car with every single feature and and spruced up, things that you can
Exactly.
have in it, right? So you want the comfort, and you cannot do that unless you actually get in this, because you're in this avatar, you're running this body, right? And you need to
Bingo.
do that, but we have to do that. But now here's a challenge, Adrian. It's mo there's motivation and there's discipline, right? And there's the will. So how do you convince people, to get from the will to change, to the motivation to get excited about it. And motivation, again, it's not a full-time thing. It goes up and down. So the key here is to get them to be disciplined, right? How do you get to get those things aligned enough so people can really maintain and continue until they start seeing those results? And then, of course, when you see the results, there is no coming back. I mean, like, I feel better. I'm not going back. There's no way. So how do you do that?
I tie in when I meet with them, I ask them, why do they want a better quality of life? What will that do for them when they get that quality of life? So we start with like a vision, and I have them deeply dive into what that will actually look like. So once they have kind of designed, you know what? This is really the kind of life that I really want. I move it to, okay, there, you're going to hit some road bumps. You're definitely going to hit some road bumps. We need to provide and create tools on keeping you on track. So for me, it's accountability. Who in your life do you know that you can reach out to and ask them to hold you accountable to what your design of the life that you want for yourself looks like? So then we connect that design of what the life is to an accountability partner. Then we move on to motivation. And for me, it's just tools that I create within the program. I find out from my client, what are some things that have motivated you in the past? Because each of us are motivated by something different. Some of us are motivated by what we can achieve, others are motivated by what we can lose. So that is determined in the initial kind of meetings, what motivates you? For me personally, what motivates me is what I can gain versus what I can lose. And then everything is tied into why are you doing it. Just before we wind it up, because I know my time is coming to an end, I forgot to mention that what kept me motivated was my father died of his diabetes in his maybe 66, 67. When I went for that checkup where my doctor was shocked at how I looked, when I got back the results of the test that he had done on me during that checkup, he goes, Agent, I got some bad news for you. For the first time since I've known you in my life, you are pre-diabetic. I don't know what you've been doing over the last year. You've never, ever had a problem with your insulin levels, but something is going on. And if you don't be careful, you are an inch from crossing over to being diabetic. You see, when he said that, I went right away to my father. It's like, wait a minute. If I'm 55 right now and he died at 66, 67, that means I could be dead in 12 years. That was it for me. So that was my why. I didn't want to be dead in 10 years. I did not want to disappoint my daughter. She's always looked up to me as a strong, powerful woman. She didn't see me during those years when she was away from university. And I did not want her to remember her mother as, you know what, Mom? What happened? You were always a strong, powerful individual. Why have you allowed this to happen? I did not want that for my daughter. And I wanted a life of longevity. So those were my whys. And then I tied it in. Well, you know what? When I clean up my life, I'm going to be able to do this and this and this and this and this. So that was kind of my vision. My motivation was my daughter was home now. She's home now. And it's like, you know what? We started doing things together. And for me, I always wanted her to be proud of me. So for me, that was my motivation. I always wanted my daughter to say, you know what? I'm so proud of my mom. Oh, she's my role model. And then my accountability, I created that circle of friends that, you know what, you need to check in with me. And if I haven't done it, you need to say, Agent, but you had homework to do. You said that you were going to do this here. So I linked it all together. And that's what I do for my clients. I link it all together as we move through that 12-week journey of this is where you are today to we're going to build your vitality by the time we finish in 12 weeks.
Ooh, well, that's quite a bit. Well, so I know we're short on time here, but so a couple of things. One is, you know, just a piece of advice that we want to leave our audiences with, and also how can people reach out to you and how can they connect with you and your services?
Yeah, absolutely. Piece of advice I always leave with my clients and when I'm on podcasts and when I do public speaking, we can't do anything about the life that we've lived. It's past. But we have every control about the life we have left. So you have to decide with the life that you have left. It could be a week. It could be a month. It could be a year. It could be 50 years. How do you want to live your life? What do you think you deserve? Do you deserve to live a better quality of life? Because you know you deserve it. Does your family deserve to have you show up fully alert and present for them? Maybe you're helping and supporting aging parents and they need you. They're depending on you. So with the life you have left and with the people in your life, with even your career, your business, how do you want to start showing up? You deserve to show up fully present. And I just want people to know you can. You don't have to continue living on default. So many of us, we just on default every day. We're just kind of moving through the day and life is happening to us. We are not designing what we want our life to look like. I want people to realize, take back control and you decide the kind of life that you want, because you know what? You deserve a life of longevity and you deserve a life of vitality as well too. If you want to reach out to me, my website is currently being rebuilt, but you can send me an email. You can find me at simmons2020a@gmail.com. Living your life with vitality.
Ooh. Well, listen, that's a powerful advice. Listen, we've had a very quick 40 minutes, but it's a powerful 40 minutes. And, you know, there's so much stuff in here, folks. If you're watching or listening, you know, take it to the bank. This is the stuff we all need and we need to hear. Sometimes it's best to hear it over and over. And if you can replay this over and over, do it, because it's only going to give you that fuel to actually keep running. And you're right. I love what you said. It's not what we've had. We learned from that, but what we have left, let's make it worth, you know, every moment, every single, you know, Second of it should be vital and, you know, alive, full energy and excitement, right? So that's all there is. Adrian, thank you so much for being with us today. It's pretty, you know, I wish we had more time, but we you've covered a lot of grounds in the short time we had today. So thank you so much. And that's it, folks. We're wrapping it up. I hope you enjoyed this discussion, and we'll be talking soon. New day, new show, new topic. American Age. Bye for now.